Hello and welcome to Winning Karma, and today I want to talk about a topic which I know resonates with so many people, and an experience, a situation that resonates with so many people that I really wanted to come on and talk about it. So here it is. You know, as we move into this Thanksgiving weekend here in the United States of America, although, of course, it is a Thanksgiving weekend, but we should always be grateful every single day of our life for the small mercies in our life. The people, the faith, the family, the friends, and all those good things around us. Those wonderful trinkets of wisdom that are around us and the jewels that we are surrounded by. And I don't mean wealth. I don't mean wealth. There are many different jewels. The wisdom that you get from the elders, that's a jewel. It's precious. The things that you learn from people who have been successful, the people who have mastered life, that's a jewel. So I want to talk about kindness, and kindness, as I believe it to be, is not a weakness. Kindness is a strength. I understand that sometimes going through life, we face and encounter situations which really make us question kindness, question whether we should be kind to somebody or whether we should transform into somebody else that we're not, because we've become jaded and we felt things that have really happened to us, and we feel that we should perhaps change who we are. Well, I want to express to you that one of the greatest gifts that you can give to this world is kindness. And why? Through circumstances that we've encountered and things that we've faced and the obstacles that we've faced and things people have said, which are mere words and fragments, we decide suddenly to transform who we are. We decide to violate our values. We decide to change who we are. And that is the most, it's really not the right solution. And we need to understand this, and we need to express who we are to the world. If we're kind, there is nothing wrong with that. There are many successful people who are very kind. There are many people who are kind in general. And kindness is not a weakness. Kindness is something we have at our disposal. It is something that multiplies and it magnifies itself. Every kind deed that is done is magnified. And let me explain to you why. When you do a kind deed, it's positive. And when you do something for somebody else, they are induced, they are inspired, and they're inspired to perform good deeds as well. So it has a multiplier effect. Now, the situation arises where we feel that something has been done to us and it ends up blowing up in our face. But at that point, we have to understand there is a bigger picture. That is the moment where we have to endure and just stick to our values, not violate our values. So the most important thing in all of this to understand is that kindness is a strength. And yes, we will be challenged. And yes, people will question our kindness. Yes, there will be cynics. Yes, there will be naysayers. Yes, there will be people who will try to question every deed that we perform. But at the end of the day, kindness is a strength. It's about us. It's about who we are. So why should we change and violate our values? Why should we transform into something that somebody else perhaps wants us to be? And yet, we feel good when we do kind things, when we do noble deeds, we feel heroic. And I mean that in the sense that we performed a good deed. We're all on a battlefield. Isn't it better for us to be on a battlefield where we can work out our solutions together? So in conclusion, kindness is not a weakness, it's a strength. And we don't need to give up who we are for anybody. Continue doing the kind deeds, continuing doing good things, because they multiply. And when they multiply, you have no idea. We don't understand how many people we influence and inspire by our deeds. So that's what I wanted to say on this. And remember, keep on winning and keep on doing kind deeds.